The Traveler's Journal, November 18th, with a history of getting around in London. The London Transport Museum, housed in the huge glass and cast iron hall that was once Covent Garden's central flower market, is heaven for anyone who's interested in double-decker buses and underground trains. It's jammed with dozens of the vehicles that have rolled around and under London since 1820, when the Thames River ceased to be its primary thoroughfare. There's a recreation of the first horse-drawn omnibus introduced in 1829. 30 years later, the early tunnels of the world's first subway system, known locally as the Tube, were started. A life-size display, complete with live actors, demonstrates how those tunnels were dug. Another display chronicles the development of escalators, which allowed the public to get up and down to those tunnels. Horsepower remained the primary means of conveyance until the turn of the century, when electricity revolutionized transportation in London. A slew of polished tram cars represent what, by the 30s, was the world's largest urban electric rail system. The evolution of the red double-decker bus is extensively detailed, from the B-type introduced in 1911 to the classic RT-type, the venerable Routemasters, several of which have now been in active service for 60 years. There's lots of interactive fun, touchscreen computers, videos, and a complete collection of the stylish underground maps and posters painted over the last 80 years. The Transport Museum, a great place to pass a rainy afternoon. Tomorrow, a miracle in London transportation. It's always a good trip when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.